And Macau is long known for its ritzy hotels and casinos, but it's just been recognised by UNESCO for its gastronomy. And Helen Wong of the Macau Government Tourist Office in Australasia with Veronica Matheson about the makings of the Macanese cuisine.
Now, Helen, my fondest memory of Macau is queuing up outside a little shop to buy some freshly baked egg tarts and eating them within minutes because they were so warm and delicious. But I'm sure there's a lot more to the cuisine in Macau.
Yeah, certainly egg tart is one of the most popular dessert in Macau, but there are many others, as we have our own Macanese cuisine.
And the Macanese cuisine, what exactly that? That's fusion-type food, is it?
Well, we virtually is the very first city in the world introducing fusion food, and that was due to during the 16th and 17th century when the Portuguese actually established a sea route to the east and bringing all the spice from Africa, India, Malacca, and then landed in Macau and married the local Chinese and actually create its own style of cooking.
And the food that comes from that, I mean, obviously the egg tarts, what else?
Now, well, besides the egg tart, we also have a really traditional Macanese food called minji. Minji is actually a favorite dish of the Macanese young boys, as it says. Well, it's actually derived from the English, say, to mince, right? It's a mixture of the pork, onion, shallot, all mixed up together with pepper and salt, bay leaves, and then with fried egg on the top.
And there are, as you say, so many food choices in the amazing hotel casinos, but there's also wonderful little restaurants around the city. Tell me about those.
Now, this is the beauty of Macau because it's such a small area, it's only less than 30 square kilometers, and it's so easy to actually walk around and do your own exploration. In Macau, you don't really have to actually get on the transportation. You virtually do walking tour. Every small corners, alleyways, and squares, we got eating outlets at the local coffee shop, the dessert bar, ice cream shop. So we do have a lot, and also the takeaway food. Our takeaway food is of its, well, local style. For example, the takeaway pop chop bun, as it's very famous too. And also like the, as you mentioned, the Portuguese egg tarts, and we got the Macanese garlic prawns. So it's a lot of small little outlets in Macau. And the because all this restaurant is very small, well, it's maybe cater for 20 or 30 clients. So the owner is actually the chef. And once you've been there, you become like part of the family there. You get to know the owner, they introduce the, what is fresh of the day. So this is a great part of actually doing the food exploration.
Makes a lot of sense. Feel like one of the family, and you can go in and say, well, I really don't want that, but can you suggest something else?
That's exactly. And they make the introduction and say, what's fresh of the day? And also, well, including how to actually have the Macanese food to blend in with the local wine. Well, as you know, Macau is a very heavy influence by the Portuguese culture. And we love to have a glass of red or white to come with, well, our dishes too. But I have to tell you one thing, Monica, our Macanese cuisine, because it's actually self-invented by different families, Portuguese and Chinese, married and former family. So the tradition of this, they like to hold the secret family recipes. And therefore, there is not really a public documentation saying that the recipes of original Macanese food.
So there's a book there for somebody.
Yes, there's a book there, but it's just like, well, it's, date back in the 40s. Well, we started to realize, well, the importance of the food and the characteristic of our own cuisine. So that's why slowly, well, families are trying to put the family recipes together. And that is why the book you're reading might not be the same recipes of the same dish comparing with another.
Now, will the UNESCO culinary endorsement make a change to the type of tourist who heads to Macau?
So yes, certainly. It actually certainly helped Macau and actually, well, to transform ourselves into the world center of tourism and leisure. With this, we can strengthen, well, our participation in the cultural life and also, most important is, well, the sustainable urban development policies of Macau too.
So it will sort of encourage more locals to open restaurants there as well?
Yeah, it will encourage more locals, firstly, to actually bring the recipes out. Yeah, open restaurants, as well as the government actually will launch a series of activities locally and internationally and to raise the awareness about this destination.
And finally, Helen, you're a frequent visitor to Macau in your job, obviously, but is there a little local restaurant that you always head to when you are there, and what would you want to eat?
My favourite Macanese restaurant is La Terrelle. Yeah, and my favourite dish is African chicken. That is not invented in Africa, it's actually invented in Macau. I love the dessert, Saradura. I'm sure you have tried that before. That is my favorite dessert.
Yeah, tell me, describe it for our listeners.
Well, Saradura is actually, we call that as Macau sawdust pudding. It's a pudding, yes, yeah. That's right.
And what is it? Is it a heavy pudding or a saucy pudding or...?
Well, it is a sort of the creamy-like with coconut milk and also the biscuits. Yeah, and the other favorite dessert I love is the coconut milk custard. That is quite thick, yes. Well, we'll use cornstarch and milk, coconut milk, sugar and egg yolks with the lemon grind. So it's rich but refreshing.
Well, I think, as you say, a lot of people will be listening to you and they'll be wanting to head to Macau to have a little taste of the culinary feasts there.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.